Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Wings Over Water is going to be an ongoing experiment in the many ways in which we can use our recovery to strengthen our creativity, and we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. Please stay tuned to learn how you can become part of this show by suggesting topics, songs, and guests. My goal for this show is to help connect and support people in recovery who want to explore and deepen their own creativity. And I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you, because if I've learned anything in recovery, it's that together we can. My name is Kathy Moser, and I'm a songwriter, an artist, and a person in long-term recovery. I've been playing music almost all of my life, and in my teens, that led me to being around drugs and alcohol. In my mind, the two things were connected. It went with the territory, I thought, and I thought it made me more creative. But the creativity, that was always inside of me, not inside the substances. When I got into recovery, some people told me that I needed to stop playing music. That was not true. I did need to change, however, how I related to it. I especially needed to practice improving my self-care and my spiritual life so that I could handle the creative energy. When the chaos and awkwardness of early recovery gave way to a steadier footing, my creativity and my career as a musician blossomed. And eventually I started to notice that there are so many ways in which the creative process mirrors, matches, and reinforces the recovery process. Today's theme is going to be open-mindedness, and we're going to have a little experiment. That's a word I made up. Don't use that on your college essay, please. We're going to have a little experiment on how open-mindedness is helpful to our recovery and to our creativity, and how if you already have the skill in your recovery that you might think about applying it in your creativity, and if you already have the skill in your creativity, you might think about how you could apply it to your recovery. But first, let's get right to a song. I do this crazy thing, which is that I go to all kinds of facilities around the country and help people write songs about recovery. This next song that I'm going to play for you was written in a workshop that I facilitated at Emerson House, which is a facility of Gosnold on Cape Cod. And it's a women's halfway house. We had about 25 women, and we were experimenting about the topic of open-mindedness. And this is the song that we wrote. I'm performing it because, of course, it's in a rehab, so you can't hear the voices of the humans that were there. But the song was written by the 25 women and myself. It's called I'm Open, and I sure hope you enjoy it.
I need to find a place to make a stand. I'm so sick of all my ways and all my plans. Arms outstretched, though I'm unsure. I wanna believe love and be pure. I always find myself wherever I go, but I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open to go with the flow. I'm open. Take a chance and tell you how I feel. I'm praying for open ears to stay open-minded. I can hear perfectly fine, but my views are blinded. I'm looking for change, but I can't seem to find it. I hit the bottom, and that's when I decided. I always find myself wherever I go, but I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open to go with the flow. I'm open, let go of the wheel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel. I'm seeing with new eyes, listening with new ears. Even if it's not what I wanna hear. All this time I've been so wrong, but there you were all along. I always find myself wherever I go, but I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open the flow. I'm open, let go of the wheel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel.
That was I'm Open, written by 25 women in the living room at Emerson House and myself. My favorite line out of that song, I think, is I always find myself wherever I go, but I am open to something more than what I know. One thing I'm open to that I don't know is what topics you think might be really helpful in terms of recovery and creativity, and also what songs do you think might really speak to this topic. I'm interested in songs that I might never have heard of, and also in songs that are maybe in the popular culture that if you just had a different open-minded perspective on them, you might see a recovery message in them. I am a singer-songwriter. I have a whole other side of my life, and I have tons of friends who are singer-songwriters. So I'm going to be reaching out to them and asking them for songs. But I would love to hear from you also. I am thinking that some of the future topics that I'm going to cover on this show include honesty, process, imperfection, the care and feeding of the artist in recovery, and forgiveness. So if you have any songs that you think might fit any of those topics, again, that was honesty, process, imperfection, care and feeding of the recovering artist, and also forgiveness, please get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email at Kathy@KathyMoser.com. That's KathyMoser. And don't forget, of course, you can always go to the City of Angels Recovery Radio Show homepage, and all my contact information is there as well. But again, it's Kathy@KathyMoser.com. So let's go back for a minute to the idea about open-mindedness and creativity and open-mindedness and recovery. In creativity, it's been my experience that a lot of times when I'm doing something, it doesn't turn out the way I think it's going to. And my recovery has sure been like that also. Oh my goodness. And so the thing is that in creativity, that's just not a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's just part of the process. If I write a song and I think I've written the chorus and then I hang out with it a while and it starts to tell me that it's actually the verse, then this isn't a mistake. It's just being present to the art form. And I think this is true also in being present to our recovery as we grow and change. I saw this great quote. I went to the museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City the other day, and there was a quote on the wall, and I'd like to read it to you. It was by a man named, what was his name? His name is Ken Price, and it says this. It says, a craftsman knows what he's going to make, and an artist doesn't know what he's going to make or what the finished product is going to look like. So, you know, a lot of artists say that when they're working on their art, the art form itself starts to take on a life of its own. Not like in the crazy, did you take your medication way, but just literally that the art form starts to talk back to you and tell you what it wants. And that as an artist, I believe part of our job is to stay open to the art form becoming what it wants to be. And I believe this might be true in recovery also. Check this out. What if it turns out you're wrong about life? I know I was. And what if it turns out that's good news? It sure was for me. So what if it turns out there really is a place for you in this world, exactly truly as yourself? What if it's possible to have a happy and fulfilled creative life as a clean and sober person? It's been true for me. What if you were wrong about life and that's great news? That's the seed I want to plant for you today, is what if you're wrong about life? That's great news. What if there's tons of people that want to help you, if everyone's not out to get you? And all week I've been thinking about whether I'm brave enough to do what I'm about to do next, but I just kind of have to, because this radio show has become an art form that wants to do what it wants to do, and I'm going to surrender to that, because there's this one particular song. I think this will probably be the only time I will play a Weird Al Yankovic song. I can't promise that, but he has this great song that really puts this point very finely made. And here's an open-minded guy who's made a great career of being open-minded as well as lighthearted. This is Weird Al Yankovic with a song, Everything You Know Is Wrong.
Everything you know is wrong.
That was Weird Al Yankovic. Obviously, a small edited snippet there. If you want to hear the whole song, you can get it on iTunes. Or I also have a link on the show page to his iTunes link there. I totally encourage you as an audience member to be fully self-supporting and to buy music from any of the artists that you like rather than streaming it so that the artist actually does get paid. I'm going to be bold here and go right from Weird Al Yankovic to talking about spirituality and how that impacts our creativity and our recovery, because I believe that open-mindedness is definitely a huge part of our explorement of spirituality, which can become a really important grounding place for us in our recovery and in our creativity. I've been reading a book recently called Art Heals. It's called How Creativity Cures the Soul is the subtitle. Again, I'll put a link up this of up on the show page. It's by Sean McNiff, which is McNiff. And what I've been really interested in terms of the open-mindedness experimenting, as he talks about the artist in our culture today as really playing the role of the shaman and the person that is a go-between between the known world and the unknown world. And I think it's a really interesting way to think about spirituality, and certainly for creativity also. All kinds of artists talk about the feeling that their artwork has a life of its own, as I mentioned, and that we can be go-betweens between whatever this thing is that wants to be expressed and this world that so needs creativity. The next song I'm going to play for you is a song about someone who really walked in their spirituality. I am not a Christian, but I grew up in a Christian home, and the stories are so powerful, and certainly most art forms really are storytelling at their core. This is a song about Moses, who walked for 40 years through the desert until he came to the Red Sea. And I had this image in my head that Moses, when he parted the Red Sea, was dry. But I was reading some other spiritual literature, and I learned that actually he was up to his neck in the water when the water finally parted. He was a person who just, like, step by step by step, just kept stepping into the unknown and seeing what happened. And so this next song is called Moses. It's one of my songs, and I hope you enjoy it.
Moses came to the water, and Moses stepped right in. The water was rising. Moses kept going. He said, neither shall I sink nor shall I swim, because faith is when you're moving and you've left everything you've ever known. God mostly talks to people in the desert who are down on their knees alone. Ocean opens when we walk into the water of our fear. There's magic in motion. It's the steps we take that make the path appear. Yes, it's the steps we take that make the path appear. And we find ourselves on the edge of the sea, inside our hearts. It's sacred ground where we're lost and found. Step right in, I swear, the water parts between the desert and the sea. We stand between our fear and our destiny. So remember, mighty Moses, heading for the promised land, would not be stopped by water after 40 years of sand. Thank you.
you could sink or you could swim. You could stay out, you could jump in. It's entirely up to you. But I believe that God helps those who help themselves. 'Cause that's the way that we learn to help somebody else. Every ocean opens when we walk into the water of our fear. There's magic in motion. It's the steps we take that make the path appear. Yes, it's the steps we take that make the